Welcome back to Mishnah Yomim. Today we're continuing to learn Masechtas Nazir Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Dalet is going to sound similar to Mishnah if we learned Shabbos together. Says the Mishnah, this is talking about the Nazir who deliberately violates one of the prohibitions. Nazir shows the yayin kol yom eino chayv lachos. Nazir drinks wine all day, and he's warned only once. Before he drinks, only gets one set of lashes. Armin l'altishta altishta, who shows to repeatedly say to him, don't drink, and he keeps on drinking, chayv lachos vachos, he's liable for each set of drinking. Good. He shaves his head once. He shaves his head all day. He's shaving his head all day, and they say, don't shave only once. He gets only one set of lashes. Same idea. They keep saying, don't shave. And he's warning him, he's chayv on each one. He spends all day becoming tamei to meisim, and they only warn him once. He's only chayv once. Good. The Mishnah again says there are three provisions to Nazir. Atuma, one becomes tummy, the glachas, one shaves, the yod's been a gap in partaking from grape products. Chomer tuma, so the Mishnah is not going to contrast all these things. Chomer tuma, the glachas, the yod's been a gap. So on one hand, becoming tummy and shaving is more chomer, is more stringent than drinking, than having a grape product. Why? Shatuma and the glachas, so stringent. Because if one becomes tummy or one shaves, it forfeits the entire Nazir to start over again. The yod's been a gap and ain't associated with one have grape product, you don't have to start all over again. On the other hand, there's a part or an aspect of partaking from the grapes that are more strict than tummy and shaving. There's never a permission to partake from the from grapes, but tummy glachas and whereas there are times when one's allowed to violate shaving and becoming tummy. When are they? The glachas mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah to shave, such as a mitzvah during the purification process. Umeis mitzvah, or if there's a meis mitzvah, so the nazir is permitted and perhaps required to deal with it and become tummy. Chomer tumah deglachas, and then lastly, tummy is more chomer than shaving. Shatumah sosa is called the chayv lo karbon because if one becomes tummy, not only do they forfeit their naziris if they start over again, they have to also bring a karbon. Deglachas and sosa el shloshim yom eino chayv lo karbon, whereas the deglachas only forfeits 30 days and they don't have to, meaning if it's longer naziris, then they don't have to. And they don't have to bring a carbon when they start over. I wish you all a wonderful day.